listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The Premier hasn't ruled out beefing up tougher stop and search laws to curb knife crime in WA. It follows the Bondi Junction incident on Saturday and last night's Western Sydney stabbing. Roger Cook says Queensland's laws have shown promising signs.
Well, it's certainly something we're looking at. The knife-related laws that they have in Queensland seem to have been very effective in terms of confiscating, I think, well over 250 knives on the Gold Coast. So that's obviously something that we're paying close attention to.
Plans for the city of Greater Geraldton to slash its methane gas emissions. A tender is currently out for gas flaring to be established at the Maru Waste Management Facility. The city's Chris Lee expects it to reduce methane output by nearly 50%.
They install a bore field of pipes and wells into the old landfill sites, which are currently emitting methane. That gas is then captured and flared or burnt off through a closed flaring system. So by flaring that gas, we are making a significant reduction in our own greenhouse gas emissions.
The RAC is reminding drivers of the risk of animal collisions ahead of risky winter months. It follows a 19% jump in animal collision claims last year compared to 2022. The group's Glenn Walker says it's important for drivers to be extra vigilant during dusk and dawn.
To reduce the risk, always keep your lights on during the early hours of the morning and from dusk. Take a break if you're feeling fatigued and take notice of any animal crossing signs.
In sport, West Coast Eagles player Liam Ryan has made a strong return to the side's waffle squad. The team pulling off a shock upset over the East Fremantle Sharks on Sunday. The Geraldton product finishing with 19 disposals and a behind. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.